Ron Smolowitz, Fisheries Survival Fund. I'm basically talking to this issue as a technical consultant. I think the attorneys for the Fisheries Survival Fund will discuss the official position, if you will. I've been bothering Tom a lot over the past week, and Amy, Van Patten, and others, to try to figure out what the actual pluses and minuses are of going down this path. And a couple of things up front. I've been arguing that we need a baseline approach and not a projected approach. And I still firmly believe that. There's tremendous problems with projections. Even this morning, the Oracle in Woods Hole had changed the numbers on us. It's very hard to predict where fishing effort's going to go. So it needs to be a baseline if, in fact, we're going to be allocating stocks in that way. The 16% number, I think the number would be more appropriate at 23%. I'm not going to make that argument right now. I think the key thing in choosing the number is that we have transferability, which means almost near real-time accurate information coming from both fleets on what the catches are, what the catches will be needed to complete the year, and have the mechanism to move the yellowtail from the scallop fleet to the groundfish fleet. So I have no problem with that. The problem I have is 2013. We're living with a very bad number, so we're not living with reality. The fact is the fish are there, we're going to catch them. So it's 16% of a false number, and this is going to create a problem. The problem we want to avoid is triggering that 215 metric tons, because that shuts down the groundfish fleet. We're talking 457,000 pounds of yellowtail for 2013. In fishing year, previous fishing year, 2011, where we have complete data, we were talking 2 million pounds. So what's the consequence of shifting this yellowtail? And Tom addressed that to some extent this morning. I am able to have a little bit more liberty to look at the numbers in a different way. First, the impact on scallops. There's two alternatives we're going to be looking at, alternative 2 and 4. One, in the old numbers, needed 134 metric tons of yellowtail. The other needed 73 for a difference of 61 metric tons, or 137,000 pounds. Now we're talking with the new numbers that the difference is roughly 70,000 pounds of yellowtail. The consequence of that 70,000 pounds of yellowtail not being available is $18 million in scallop landings. Okay, those are the numbers. So 70,000 pound number, 70,000 pounds of yellowtail, $70,000, I don't know, $100,000, $18 million pounds of scallops. So the consequence that needs to be evaluated, what's the consequence of shifting 70,000 pounds of yellowtail? So I was looking at the aggregated sector data because that's all I could look at. And I'm looking at the FY 2011 numbers, fully realizing that we're talking almost an 80% reduction on yellowtail in those numbers. And I noticed that some sectors are capable of getting their haddock with a lot less yellowtail. Matter of fact, one sector is able to use 1 pound of yellowtail to get 21 pounds of haddock. Another sector, it takes 1 pound of yellowtail for 1 pound of haddock. So I think the haddock catch will not be limited at all by shifting 70,000 pounds, 100,000 pounds of yellowtail. What gets harmed is the other flatfish. Winter flounder, plaice, the other flatfish that would be caught with the same type of gear that you go target flatfish with and you catch yellowtail. I think you could avoid yellowtail bycatch in the more pelagic fish and live within that limited poundage. It's going to be a close call. The real problem that I have is, you know, everybody says it's a catch share approach. You know, I tried to say, hey, let's put in other measures such as limit the areas that we know have high yellowtail bycatch, seasonal closures. And we say, oh, we have a catch share system. We don't need it. We don't have a catch share system. The Pacific Coast has a catch share system, 100% observers. 4 out of 5 trips here are not observed. So, you know, trust but verify. To get through this year, it's going to be tough. There are going to be cutbacks. The scallop fishery already has taken $200 million up front, and certainly the ground fishery is going to take it. But I think that it's not, we know a disaster is giving 34 metric tons of yellowtail to the scallop fleet. I had hopes that the scallop fleet would be able to resist the fiasco that ultimately is, if we don't get our act together on multi-species, is going to drag down that fleet. I was hoping that we wouldn't drag down the scallop fleet with it. Now, I'm not so optimistic that that's going to occur. We need to be able to just make sure we could transfer yellowtail, and we need to make sure that the scallop fleet has the tools in 2014, which is access to the northern edge, which is the correct seasonal strategy for when to go out and fish, and possibly some gears and changes to boundary lines. Right now, though, if you vote this motion and stick with that 2015 metric ton number, you're going to collapse both fisheries. There's no doubt about it. If you shift yellowtail to the scallop fleet, give it what it needs for alternative two, that fishery will be able to make it through, and I think the losses in the ground fishery will amount to several million dollars. To me, to make that decision, you even need an analysis. You don't need me here with just my little piece of paper. You need a detailed analysis. You don't have it. So you're in a tough position. I hope you make the right choice. Thank you.